if you understand that everyone has an estate that needs to be planned, you see that there is a very, very important need that people have to take advantage of immediately. Because here's the thing. When we're talking about planning that estate, it's not just about the money. It's also about your family. You've got to determine, how is my family going to be taken care of when I pass away? And when we say, could it be too late? And I mentioned earlier, sure, it can be too late when we're talking about estate planning, because if you don't have an estate plan, what happens is that when you die, it's called dying intestate. Intestate means without a plan. Well, if you don't have a plan, guess who has one for you? The government. The state has a plan for you, and every state has what they call the laws of intestate succession. And those laws will tell you how your estate will be distributed, how it will be divided up. And sometimes I've had clients, you know, I had this lady who came into my office one time, and she said, well, I'm not too worried about it. She said, because right now I've got my two daughters, so under laws of intestate succession, if I die, my two daughters will just split my estate 50-50. That's how I would have left it anyway. And I said, okay, well, let me just ask you a couple quick questions. You know, which one of your daughters is going to get your china collection? She said, oh, well, I guess they would split it. And I said, well, no, it's going to have to be split 50-50. So you're going to sell that? How are you going to sell it? Are you going to sell it on eBay? Or are we going to sell it at an estate sale? How do you want that taken care of? She said, oh my, I can't imagine selling it. That's been passed down from generation to generation. How? I can't imagine. I mean, that was my grandmother's, and before that it was her grandmother's. We would never sell that. And I said, what you don't understand is that if you pass away and die intestate without a plan, that's how it's going to be distributed. It's going to have to be liquidated if there's ever any sort of squabbling, which we all know that it happens all the time. Families get into situations where maybe there's strife and there's disagreements. What happens is that now they've got to sell these things, maybe even at an estate sale. I ask people all the time, why do we go to estate sales? We go to estate sales to get bargains, get things cheap, pennies on the dollar. Well, now, unfortunately, we've got maybe our own estates that are having to be sold at an estate sale to liquidate, so we now have cash that could be equally distributed under these laws of intestate succession. So even in that illustration, the point is made that you need an estate plan because it makes sure that you have a smooth transition from one estate to the next, from one generation to the next, to make sure your heirs and beneficiaries get your assets in the way that you want them to be distributed.
So once again, you're saying these principles apply to all of us, not just the super rich.
That's right, because a lot of times we've almost been, I don't know if I'd say lulled into a false sense of feeling as if this doesn't apply to us, but really that is the result out here. I don't know what's caused it, but there are so many people that feel like, well, I don't need that. Or there are people that say, well, you know, I've got a will, so I guess I'm taken care of. Well, what happens is that if you've got a will, your will's going to have to be probated. That probate process can take an enormous chunk out of your overall estate, and it can also take a lot of time. So the probate is something that we've got to avoid as much as we can possible. So when we look at this, that avoiding probate, we've got to take advantage of other ways to avoid probate, such as how we title our assets. Other ways to avoid probate, such as through a living trust. Different types of methods, strategies, techniques that we get into in the information gathering phase. But when we really talk about this, you know, assessing the need and critiquing ourselves,